The recently founded Prosecutors Alliance, survivors of violence, and their loved ones came to the state capitol Monday to ask lawmakers to pass legislation that would help victims of violence with support services. Marissa Morales' brother was shot and killed by Sacramento police in November 2020 and said victims need help dealing with the trauma that results from violence.
Most counselors do not know how to deal with our trauma because our trauma is unique in all the stuff that we go through. Dealing with the traumatic, unexpected loss of a loved one to police brutality, to then having to deal with the media, to planning a funeral, to dealing with the police departments and fighting for truth and justice. Not to mention while we're trying to process and heal and deal with our emotions, such as disbelief and anger and fear and sometimes nightmares, that then makes us isolate.
Jennifer Redmond of Sacramento lost her 19-year-old daughter, Soraya Redmond, after she was shot and killed in an apartment in Natoma last year. Redmond said that there is a need for trauma counselors who understand the unique experiences of people who have survived violence.
Yes, we need counseling. We need counseling from people that understand and know this pain, not just by books, but by life. You have to understand exactly what it is that we are going through every single day we open our eyes and we relive that moment that we are told our child is gone. I go to sleep at night, 15 minutes. I'm lucky if I can sleep 2 hours through the night. But I relive my daughter's death every day, every second.
Lawmakers were also on hand to discuss several bills in the legislature that they hope will ease the burden on survivors and give them greater access to services. For example, SB 299, sponsored by State Senator Connie Leva, would expand the state's Victim Compensation Fund.
The Victims Compensation Fund is supposed to reimburse people for immediate needs following the crime, including funeral and burial expenses for loved ones, mental health, and medical needs. But currently, the Victims Compensation Program excludes certain groups of people who have experienced violence and tragedy. Those who had either experienced violence or loss of a loved one at the hands of law enforcement, or who did not report the crime because they were concerned for their safety if they spoke with law enforcement.
The Prosecutors Alliance also released a new report Monday titled Survivor Voices. The report surveyed over 700 survivors of violence. The results illustrate that the current criminal justice system focuses on punishment and does little to help survivors heal. Survivor-driven recommendations included providing intensive trauma-informed services, reforming California's victim compensation program, training advocates to understand trauma, and providing upfront restitution. For KPFA News, I'm Sam Liu.